Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
How are you doing, Sarah?
Good, and you, Benji?
Well, thank you. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about, it's really a sort of a theme from a conference I went to that talked about, the strict heading is regulation of credit, labor, and business. But it's really in general, it sort of sparked the thought that we are a hugely overregulated society, and it's almost trite to say that one of the comments about our business is that it is so overregulated that the only way it's going to become competitive and the economy will grow is if we have less regulation rather than more regulation. And what he was pointing out was really that the societies that even if they may have what appears to be a considerable level of regulation or social systems available to their citizenry, the societies where there is less regulation against their business and are more successful, and a whole lot of figures and things were given, but it's essentially correct. It's where business is freer to do business in the way that business wants to do, the societies just do benefit. And there's no doubt about it. This, again, with the societies that have freer businesses are also the societies that have shown to be, the education levels have improved, women and men are on greater levels of parity in all aspects, life expectancy goes up. So it's basically giving people the room to live their own lives is generally what is good for them. And that government is there to support, not to dictate. And of course as I say, we would take that as common sense in 2019. The worrying thing, of course, is that we have a government whose clearly stated purpose is to head in the opposite direction, and to essentially become the dominant player in the economy in every respect, notwithstanding that it has shown itself to be a complete disaster thus far in economic and in endeavor. The point was made that, you know, our marketplace is not just South Africa or within South Africa and perhaps our neighboring countries. We have to regard our marketplace as the world, as a global marketplace. And we will only get into the sort of economic relationships we need with the world if we are an attractive destination ourselves, and we are not an attractive destination in any way whatsoever. So basically he was telling us something that we all knew to be true, trying to wonder how we are going to get out of the situation with a government that is hell-bent in going the opposite direction. So I don't know. It's like, the comment was also being made is that even in the Scandinavian countries, there may be a lot of regulation and quite a lot of government, but businesses and business growth is left to its own devices. And then towards the end of somebody I was chatting to said to me, what they don't understand about the whole move towards a more socialist society is why would the government choose to negatively impact its tax base? And that's probably the question. If you can answer that question, you can understand perhaps why we're going the direction we're going when we should be going the opposite direction.
As the Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money.
And exactly, and they're going to run out of ours.
But we are, and we're running out of it all over the state. I mean, we've seen the SANDF, all the parastatals. There's not much money left, which is why we're suddenly, I think, seeing calls for pensions to be reined in. They want to take our private pensions and spend them on SOEs, and this NHI stuff and the sugar tax and all of this thing just seems to be a way of trying to have the government that's misspent all of its money reach its hand deeper into our pockets.
I mean, I'm still waiting for a really good explanation for it. But obviously, immediately, it's a question of, well, you know, now that corruption on a big scale has been uncovered and it's coming out daily, you know, in the various commissions of inquiry, what can we get our hands on? As in, literally, the equivalent of going to your child's little piggy bank and emptying it out. So it's tax and the tax base is shrinking. And then it becomes prescribed assets, your pension fund. And any society should desperately want its citizens to provide as much of their own retirement relief as possible and rely as little as possible on government and free government up. And you can only kind of do it once, because as soon as you impose prescribed assets and people's retirement funding drops, people are going to pull the money out and probably invest offshore like they're already doing. So all of those things will become less and less available until you reach a point where, as we've seen from history, the society collapses on its own, on its own contradictions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is going to be becoming a bigger and bigger issue, as we kind of go forward, and the government has to try and figure out, how does it pay for things? I mean, the truth is, the best way to pay for a lot of this stuff is to just sell off useless government companies to the private sector and let them run them properly. And why must we spend money on SAA when we don't have money for universities? And if you could sell it off, I don't even know if it is sellable at the moment, but you could sell off SAA and give the money to university students who need it.
What's fascinating is the dog. It's almost like the flip side of the same coin, the dogmatic holding on to SOEs that were created by the apartheid governments. And it's like, you know, we've got to hold on to these because they were a success. It's like there's no creative thinking unless it didn't exist before. If it didn't exist before, it's not going to exist now. And there's something in that thinking that I'm sure a psychologist would do a lot with.
Yeah, absolutely. Sara, that's all the time we have for today. We'll chat to you again next week.
Okay, cool, Benji. Cheers.
Sara Gonne there from the South African Institute of Race Relations.